You're listening to Unity Talks with Apostle Pharaoh, only on LA Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome to Unity Talks, where I'm your host, Apostle Pharaoh. On today's show, we're going to deal with Don't Let Your Past Define You. But right before we get in talking about that, I want to let everyone know I do have a church. It's called Unity Ministries Church. I'm located on 3119 West Florence Avenue between 8th and Florence on Sundays at 12:30 p.m. Again, the church name is Unity Ministries Church. We're located at 3119 West Florence Avenue between 8th and Florence on Sundays at 12:30 p.m. We would love for you all to come to be our guests. We would love, I guarantee you, one thing you will have is the word preached and taught the way that God intends it from his word. And you will be inspired and be able to eat from this table that you may grow with it. And as it grow in you as well. I'm also a published author. I'm a published author of a book called The Struggles of Life. And this book is about my personal upbringing, the things that I went through in this lifetime, how much I struggled, how much pain I was in, what happened within my family towards me. So this book is really dealing with everyday struggle. And I know I'm not the only one that goes through anything in this world. And I really wrote this book to be an encouragement to others that may be going through. Whether you're a celebrity, whether you're just a regular old Joe, you know that every day is a struggle in your life, especially when you get grown. And some of us as kids always said, I want to be grown. And don't understand, when you get grown, life seems like it don't ever stop. You don't ever get a break until you take a break. And so you can find this book on Amazon website, or also on Barnes & Noble's website. And there's other websites as well. You can go on Google search and just type in The Struggles of Life by Apostle Alfred Pharaoh, and the book will come up. It has a man like a cloud is over him and just feeling down, because when you're going through struggles, that's how you feel. Anyone that has a talent or a topic, you could contact me by emailing me at unitytalks1@gmail.com. If you have a topic that you want to talk about, with LA Talk Radio, we are able to call you. If you're not in the state of California, we can send you a link and you will be able to still be on the show. If you have a talent, if you could sing, rap, if you want to talk about basketball, whatever you desire, you can come, you can email me, and I will get back with you at my earliest convenience. And anyone that has any sponsorship that you want me to sponsor you, mention you, give you a shout out across the air, I would do that as well. Just email me at unitytalks1@gmail.com. So let's get into what we're going to talk about today. Don't let your past define you. I was studying the other night, and I found some things that I don't know about anybody else, but I false accuse God. I'm going to just tell you the truth. God, nobody else go through this in my life. Nobody go through this. Nobody ever been through this. I haven't seen nobody in the Bible go through this. And I mean, I'm having pity parties whenever things get too hard and too tight. And I'm thinking it's supposed to move according to what I desire for it to move. And so if it doesn't move that way, then I get upset. I start telling God, it ain't fair. How am I going to prosper in this? How am I going to do this if we don't have this and we don't get this, and not understanding God's plan? So as I was studying Gideon, and I learned that Gideon was least among his family, which means he was not honorable amongst them. He was cast down, and he was not looked at as being nothing at all. And I'm looking at Gideon's life, and Gideon, the angel came to Gideon and told Gideon, he said, listen, God is with you. Gideon said, how is God with me? And we going through, we got the Midianites and the Amalekites fighting us, and we don't have no food. We don't have no hope. We don't have nothing. And how is God really with us? And you saying everything is fine. And how many of us really get to that point when things get bad in this world, when until you have matured and understand that you got to roll with the punches at times, because life is going to get hard. How many of us really get to a point and be like, God, I don't see you at all. I don't understand. There's why. And I told God one time, I said, I see why people, they say prayer don't work. So they don't want to believe and they don't want to have faith in you because life gets so hard and it seems like you so far away. So when am I going to see you begin to move in my life? And so as I'm studying Gideon, I'm like, Gideon says, I don't see this. Where are you at? And you telling me you with us. And I had to repent because even in our hard times, God is there. It's just rather we get too emotionally attached to what we're dealing with. And then what happens is we're looking for somebody to literally take the blame or somebody got to be the reason why I'm suffering or what I'm going through. But can I share this? Sometimes our past, our childhood is what's hindering us now. Our childhood is what's causing us to think that nobody loves you, nobody cares for you, or never run into people. Everybody's the same, and everybody is not the same. And I know that I was like that. And that's one thing about my book I wrote. Church talk about generational curses, and psychiatrists tell you that you ain't going to do nothing or be anything what your parent did. So they got to deal with your dig in your childhood of your past. And most adults, whether you are 50, 60, some people are really still battling with childhood drama and pain. And we find ourselves when we battling with those pain. I know before I got saved, I didn't want to be saved. I didn't want to serve God because I said, if my family don't love me, then how can anybody love me? Now, I'm being honest with you. This is me. I'm an apostle now. I do serve God. I do have a church that God allowed me to have. And I've had multiple churches. I've preached good services in front of crowds. And at the same time, I had, before I got saved, I didn't want to be saved. And then when I got saved, I found myself accusing God for all my pain I went through, not understanding that as an adult, I'm responsible for my life now. And I'm looking for somebody else to validate me or validate my life or lift me up or show me a greater way when it's up to me to make the work, deal with what I had to deal with, but not allow it to control my life. Right. So Gideon turns around and when I repented of that, I'm like, man, God, I messed up. I accused God. And I said, God, please forgive me. So then he says, I'm going to use you, Gideon. And Gideon says, how are you going to use me when I'm the least among my father's house? So I did a deep dive study on, he says, least of means he's not honorable. He's dishonored. He's not. And how many of us feel like we're the black? I'm going to say it this way. We're the black sheep of our family. Our family don't really care for us as they care for each other. They always leave you hanging. But whenever they need something, they call on you and they want you to be there. But they don't give you nothing for whatever you do. And that pain. And watch this. And that sometimes, watch this, you giving people power over you. Because you letting them hurt you, continue to hurt you, even as an adult when they don't have nothing, it's up to you to say no. And because you say no doesn't mean that you gotta you can let them hurt you, because they're gonna get mad. When people can't use you and hurt you no more, they're gonna get mad about that. And can I share something with you? Every one of us got a family, and some of us at one point in time felt like we was the black sheep of the family. We felt like we were the ones that we got talked about, beat on, molested. And I've been through all of that, molestation, beating on, and all of that in my childhood, and not having my mother there all the time, not having my dad there all the time, and staying amongst people to the point where you get beat into blood come out of you. I done been through that. I'd have been through to the fact where not knowing where I'm going to, at times, if I'm going to eat or not. I've been through that. So what happens is you have to be able to identify that when you get older, it's you that keep that same problem on you. So Gideon was like, you know what? I'm about to get ready. And you said for me to do this. And he told him to tear down the altars of Baal that his father built up for him to replace, to build up another altar or unto Jesus, unto God. And so when he did that, he said, I'm not going to do it by day. He took 10 servants of theirs and went and cast them down at night and rebuilt the altar of God. Which one thing is, he said he called his name Jehovah Shalom, which means my peace. So you got to understand that you got to allow whatever you've been through. Yes, you feel the pain. Yes, you feel the hurt. Yes, every time I went through something, all I've been through is my whole entire life. I'm so tired of going through. I'm so tired of this. I'm tired of that. My brother came up missing. Nobody in my family cared how I felt. My brother still is missing, and I haven't seen him since I was 11 years old. Nobody in my family cared if I hurt. So I was all by myself and my own to deal with my brother missing. And understand, my brother was, to me, I'm pretty sure everybody in my family would say that, was everything to me. And nobody cared how I felt. Everybody pushed me aside and said, it doesn't matter. Because what happens is, and they might have said it out of their mouths, but it still was like, you don't matter. We the only ones matter amongst this family. I was in Florida and it was around a 4th of July. My little brother Tay, had to go and help me get clothes, and I was doing bad. My wife and my daughter was fine, but I had my family laughing at me. Nobody helped me but my little brother Tay and took me to the flea market. You know, he gave me the money to go to the flea market to buy me something to wear to look nice with everybody else gathered together. You understand? I've seen so much in life that I'm like, it's no point. I've had one sister tell my wife that I'm a homosexual and I like men, and that's not true. But at the same time, these are the same family members, and I stay away. So now I've learned that if I'm with my cousin's funeral, I preached it, but at the same time, when I cried and I was hurt, nobody came except Apostle Whedon, which he's also my cousin. At the same time, he came, him and his wife supported, and I had nobody there to support me and make sure I was good. But I was like, that's fine. And when I said that was fine, the things that you got to battle through in life. And so I said, okay, God, thank you. So now I'm in a place that I learned last night or the other night about Gideon. You don't have to be worried about if family members or who are not there. You can actually let go whatever pain and hurt you had and move on with your life. And whatever happened with them, you still love them and be willing to help and guide them if they need you. You don't have to stand and let hurt begin to take over and destroy you. You don't have to allow what people say about you and what people do to you to cause you to lose face or stop. I learned that I became a procrastinator because I'm looking for people to help. When some people, if it ain't God's timing for them to help you, then you can't get upset and mad at people because you're taking what you thought you should have as a child and getting older. You thought what you thought. You can't get mad at other people because they don't want to help you. It ain't timing for certain people to help you. And if it ain't time for certain other people to help you, but watch this point. Sometimes the people that you want to help you is not the people that's meant to help. Because God sees that they have another agenda. They can use that against you at times. Because I had somebody tell me that the things that I've learned in life and I grew in, that they're responsible for it. No, you're not responsible. Everything I got, God led me and I got it. When I incorporated Unity Ministries, nobody helped me with that. God allowed me and showed me what to do. And I did it. And people start saying that was the wrong way for it to be done. But it was done right. And Bronx County accepted that. New York City accepted that and got it got that actually incorporated. I got away from the fact that everything I needed, I waited on God to give to me. And when I waited on God to give it to me, he blessed me and I got it. And now, watch this. Some people want to take credit for what you do. And what I learned from Gideon, the men came that night and tried to take Gideon. They tried to tell Gideon, you know what? Hey, watch this. Gideon, you are at a place where we about to kill you because you cast down our gods. Gideon's dad told him, father said to them, if he be a god and there are gods, then let them fight against Gideon. Let him fight. Let Baal fight his own battle. Why are you trying to fight for a god that you say is real? And how many of us are fighting for people that we lifted up as gods and we're fighting for them? And when we're fighting, watch what I'm about to say. We're fighting for them, but they're not going to fight for us. You fighting for people that you put on a pedestal and you made them your god. And now they can tell you to give and do whatever you want to, what they want done for you. But then you get upset and you feel hurt. And now watch this. And everybody start fighting for that person. Listen, people are going to throw as much as they need, but you don't have to keep lifting people to pedestals because you're trying to make somebody relevant because you want to be relevant. You're looking for love in all the wrong places. You're running behind men or women that don't even care to help you become a better you. And that's where we got to change the narrative. We got to change the narrative, not for what people can do for us, but what I can do for myself. I have to learn how to do for me to get me. That's why I'm about to say this. The owner of LA Talk Radio, Sam, what I love that he making, he, I wanted to stop. Last week, I wanted to stop. I wanted, but he kept pulling. No, you got to come and do this because, listen, regardless, you're going to have to do this for you to be, because, hey, you did it. You paid for it. So now it's up to you to keep on going. And he encouraged, since the first time I met him, he have encouraged me. And some people are not meant to do anything else in life for you, but encourage you. And if they don't want to encourage you, then you got to learn how to encourage yourself. Sometimes we get caught up trying to make other people happy and lose our own happiness because we want others to see us something good. Everybody ain't got to see you as nothing. Long as you are self-confident in yourself, long as you happy in yourself, then that's all that matters. Then I'm sitting here as I'm studying in the book of Judges from chapter 6. I still got some more studying to do. Gideon, father stood up for him. But then I went and looked at scripture when Jesus said, a prophet is without honor in his own home and among his own countrymen. Sometimes you got to understand what you can't do among your family, you can do somewhere else. And it's okay to walk away from what is hurting you the most or holding you back the most. You cannot grow if you, as long as you keep holding on to someone or somebody or some people or even, and hear what I'm saying. I'm saying you holding on. Pastor Carter, God rest his soul, in Arkansas, he took me to scripture and he took me to Isaiah chapter 6, and he beginning at verse 1, he said, and that verse says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I seen the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. And what he began to tell me, he said, Pharaoh, well, he said, apostle, Pharaoh, the one thing that you have, that you got to understand, we was in the office. He said, you're worrying about people, but the people might not be worrying about, they ain't worrying about you. They going on about their life. You're the one allowing them to live rent-free in your life. You're the one crying. You're the one keep doing this. So if you are the one that's doing this, then stop it. You have the power to stop yourself. Can I share something with you? And I'm about to say this. God give you the know-how, but it's up to you to make it work. If you don't actually put the effort in, you can't get nothing out of it. For instance, you go to a job, right? And when you go to a job and you work and you don't do no work, or you don't go to work and then you expect a paycheck, what happened? Then you get mad at the employer because you ain't got no paycheck. No, you can't get mad at the employer. You're not working. You didn't do to put in the work to get your paycheck. You only get what you put in. You get out of what you put in. If you don't put nothing in, then you ain't going to get nothing out. And that's what I learned. You gotta understand that your greatness many times is not relied on or related to who you got around you. Another thing, everything ain't the devil did. Some things you did because you out of hurt and worry and despair because of you. I learned something else. Bishop Bolden told me when I was an Arkansas pastor in the church, he told me, don't give people all your time. When you think you got it all because you've been hurting, you don't want everybody now is against you and everything somebody saying to somebody is coming to give you wisdom to help you get better. And it ain't the way you think it should be done. He told me you don't give people all your time. And I told my wife, I said, no, I don't agree with that. I believe I should give people all the time, but I stay burnt out because now I'm trying to never be hurt or talked about. But guess what? I still got talked about. I still went through pain and anguish. I had people still rising up against me. I had all of this not understand. But he told me. So then I learned that timing is important. It came to me. God asked me a question. He said, what is more important? Is money or time? And time is more important because you can always earn back what you lose in money. Because can I share something with you? A lot of us live a life that's in pain, anguish, and get rich, become celebrities. But we thinking that our stardom or the money you got is what going to make you feel healed. It might have you looking good on the outside, but you're still battling on the inside. Because money don't make you valuable. You make money valuable. Why? Why am I saying that? Because money is a resource to get what you need. However, time you can't ever get back if you lose it. So you don't let nobody waste your time. You don't let nobody waste your life, your span of time to keep on trying to please. And you got to get yourself better. Some people turn to drugs and alcohol. Some people become prostitutes because they've been raped at home and molested by their fathers or their mothers or who the father and mother entrusted them with. And sometimes you're going to understand if you're a parent that's on drugs and you doing wrong, you got to understand you got to be careful because who you leaving your children with? You got to understand that life is going to get hard, but it's you that got to make a difference if you want to change. But you can't get a change if you always so depending on what somebody else say or what somebody else can give. And giving money is not the only way that somebody can help you. Bishop Bolden tried to help me saying give 45 minutes of talking to somebody with counseling. And then when you get done with the counseling, if they're not finished at that time, then what you do, you give them another time slot and they can come back. Because you need time to rest. You need to mentally woosah. You need to be able to be spiritually back inclined and learn and grow a little bit more other than always dealing with people all the time. Because people will run you crazy if you let them. And can I share something with you? Some people can see that you are so, I'm going to talk about me. You so want to be get somewhere so fast. Not understanding, not letting everything develop. Because everything takes time to develop. I remember Bishop Bolden and other preachers I listened to, and they talked about how they grew the church. And it took them years before they grew, but they had to stay the course. Because what I have learned is that I have gotten in a rush because I was trying to prove things to my family. I was trying to prove things to people that I do matter and I am this, and I was getting ahead of God. And how many of us are getting ahead of our tasks and in school or whatever we need to do because we're trying to make somebody else see us. And no matter what you get and what you got, they'll never see you as you want to be seen. Because sometimes you got to understand it's not for everybody to see how great you become. And can I share something with you? I've learned that I'm going to become great whether family's with me or not. Because that's within God's plan. But I have to catch up. I had to learn how to sit down and look at me, because you always blame everybody else for your hurt. You'll always blame everybody else for your downfall, and you will never be able to move forward because you feel like everybody's fighting against you. And even if it's true, why are they fighting? How did they know? Why do they know? It's because I kept telling everybody to try to see who would be happy with me. And so you got to understand something. Everybody come in your life for a span of time, including family, including. And so you got to be able to remove yourself out of the approach and out of the identity that nothing in life will work because you don't have nothing. When God is a God that can take anything and turn it around in your favor. Now I understand why Bishop Garland told me one year we was in New York City, and I think we was in New Rochelle or somewhere we were, and we was about to go out to eat. And he's a great person. And so he told me one time, he said, stop focusing on the devil and don't give people anything that they can prophesy. He said, if they're true prophets, you ain't got to tell them nothing. And then many times you get attacked because of what you're saying, and the devil, you're giving too much attention to. And so he can destroy you. And so I said, okay, God, I thank you for this. And I repented. I repented because I accused and said all this manner of crazy stuff, and I'm the one that was messing up. Apostle Whedon told me I need to reset. And I said, I already reset it. I already had a reset. And now I understand what he mean and what he meant. Mentally, physically, spiritually, I had to. And can I share something with you? Whenever you're moving away from whatever bothered you, urges are going to come. Urges are going to come for you to keep on going back in the same space that you was in before, because you want to still be accepted. You got to understand, many people will not accept you, but there are some people that will accept you. And when they do accept you, that's when you will be able to see, hey, you've been going down the wrong path on your own. It's like somebody driving on a one-way street, and you see another car not going the way traffic going. And many times that's what we're doing. We're driving away the opposite that traffic should go. And I was driving in traffic coming, and I was getting frustrated because it was like bumper to bumper and on the 5 and all of that. And I'm like, oh, I'm so tired of this. And a thought came to me, as clear as I'm talking to you. Many times you are headed where you're supposed to go, and you deviate from where you got to go because it seems like it's taking forever to get there. It seems like every obstacle is in your way. But can I share something with you? Can I encourage you? Keep going the way you're going, because you still going to make it to your destination. You just got to keep on pressing. Just many times what makes, I told my daughter this, many times, what makes somebody a failure is somebody that didn't try. If you don't want to try, then that's on you. Bishop, I know I'm talking about Bishop Bolden a lot, but he gave wisdom, and I didn't see it as wisdom at this time. I thought he hated me, and he don't love me no more. And I'm looking at the little child, how I felt with a father, because to me, Bishop Bolden is not just a bishop, but he's like a biological father to me. And so he told me, I felt inadequate among all these great men of God. And he told me, if you feel like this, then you go change it. So guess what I'm about to get ready and go do? I'm about to find a school that I can get my doctor's degree. Stop crying of what you see everybody else have. And then you ain't getting no doors open because you ain't opening the door yourself. God gave you keys. He said, I give you keys. Every last one of us got a key. It's like you married, or you got a or you in a relationship, and both of y'all got keys in the house, and then you say, I can't get in the house because I'm waiting on you to open the door, when you got the key in your hand, and you mad because you can't get through the door, or somebody ain't moving as fast as you want. You got the key. The only time you can't get through a door is when somebody is holding your key. And many times we give somebody else our keys. And when we give it to them, we give them our hope. We give them our dreams. We give them our vision. We give them our ideas. And then when they run with them, you get mad at them for it. Come here, Joseph. He got mad. He got sold into slavery because he told his brothers his dream. And then when they came back, he was so mad. He did something to try them and teach them and wanted to put them in jail and hold them back and all of it because he the one told his dream. They didn't ask him. He volunteered. And a lot of people that preach and teach word got to understand Jacob also disagreed with him too. Jacob said, but then Jacob went and thought about it. You got to understand something. I got in trouble because how much I told. Everything God gave me to do. I'm running telling somebody because I felt that everybody that serve God is supposed to be brother and sister. Everybody that shout and say hallelujah is not saved. And everybody that got a gift or a title on their name is not holy and not sent by God. And now I learned that. Mother Black told my wife, she said, question him at times. And some people might say, she ain't supposed to tell her to do that. No, if I'm rushing things, trying to rush things to existence, then my wife should be like, baby, is this really God? And why am I doing this across air? Because I got a book out called The Struggles of Life. And it's been lying dormant. And I'm like, God, and the people I gave 10 books to, God didn't tell me to give them people them books. It's because I thought they was going to help me promote it. Stop moving too fast. When you do the messing up, you can't blame nobody else. And when you blame somebody else, that's when you find yourself hurting, crying alone. When you're really not alone, you just make yourself be alone. I play basketball on video games, and yes, I do, because I didn't make it to the NBA. God, I went after your way, and I did this and I did that because I went away from playing basketball and all of that. I did. I turned away from the things that I love to serve God and be a man of God. I didn't want to be it, but God chose me, and now I accept it, and now I want it. And God allowed me to go through a span of time of not having a church open and not preaching, and I missed it. And I'm like, ooh, I want my own church back. I want this back. I want that back. And God had to allow me to understand something. You got to want what I give you too. If you don't want it, you can't expect for nothing to grow. And then you got to be in the right place to get it. If you're not in the right place, you can't expect God to bless you either because you're not in the right space. So I played a video game and I started losing in that, and I don't like cheating. And I'm like, I don't like cheating in nothing. I believe that you shouldn't cheat at all. If you cheat your way, I told my daughter, if I catch you cheating again, I'm telling every teacher at your school that you cheating and they need to watch you. I don't mind if you fail by trying, but you're not going to cheat and get your grades good. Because if I think you cheating, you can't play basketball. You can't do nothing you love to do because cheating is bad. I don't care if you're in a marriage, whatever's going on in your marriage, you shouldn't step out on your marriage. That just came to me to say, so I said it. However, I play basketball and I'm getting mad at the game. But then my wife says something to me. I'll be blowing teams out. On the highest level playing, blowing teams out playing basketball, still getting mad because I ain't getting certain things I need. That's because I'm looking at all I've been through as a child. And I let that dictate my life to the point two of my daughters, feel like they have to please me, and they get anxiety and they go crazy trying to make sure because I'm still being a little boy that haven't grown up expecting what somebody should be for me. And that's what my book is about. So let us run this race that's before us, but let us run with peace. Let us run with joy. Let us run with happiness, because nobody else is responsible to make you happy. Nobody is responsible to show you love but you. Nobody is able to show you anything but you. And when Gideon found that out, he went and did what God said do. Now, he might have tried him again, like some of us do. But he did it to make sure that he's not stepping out on his own. Let us not let our past define us. Listen, I have given you what I've learned. And when you hear me say I've learned something, that means I've plotted now. And what I've learned, my past is not my present nor my future. Now, what I've been through shaped me to be the man that I am today. God allowed it. Thank God. But the man I'm meant to become and the greater man I'm meant to become, if I could be a better help to God's people, is me changing the atmosphere of my thoughts. Because the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so we to see. So this is today's show. I thank you all that were tuning in, that did tune in. This is LA Talk, Unity Talks on LA Talk Radio. And I thank God. I believe God is going to send this to higher heights. And you all be blessed. I love you. And God bless you. Until next time, I'm your host, Apostle Pharaoh.
You're listening to Unity Talks with Apostle Pharaoh, only on LA Talk Radio.